Are you tired of finding where things are in your Minecraft world? Searching all over, you just can't find that one temple. It's time to map it out.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft, the show that helps you dig up the best mods, tools, texture packs. You get it? We dig it up for it. It's Minecraft joke. I am your host, Chad Johnson. Now, you've always been able to make maps in-game that give you a bird's eye view of the world. But, of course, these are limited because you have to be logged into the game to be able to see them. They're not very detailed, and you can't take them anywhere other than your Minecraft character. Also, many people become frustrated because they feel like they've been searching their entire world for something like a stronghold or a temple or a village, and they just can't find any. Amidst is a great tool that will allow you to see an overview of the current world that you're using or a seed that you are testing. Amidst has been around for a while, and I have been consistently using it. It has been a huge help for me over the years, and so I thought that I would spotlight it for you guys. First, let's go ahead and open up a world that I have already saved. You need to find your level.dat file. To do that, go ahead and navigate to the File, New, and From File option. This will allow me to open up something that I have already opened in-game. Now, some things that this does not do, it does not actually show you what you have made in-game. This is an overview of things like biomes, rivers, oceans, and it's a really good tool on finding things like mushroom islands. Now you can see that it has saved my player location, and this is true whenever you load in a previously saved world. You can also see that there's a lot of icons on the screen. You have things for temples, for strongholds, for villages. These over here are witches. This is very, very useful if you've been trying to find something like a stronghold to get your game moving further on to the next level. Also, it will map out which biome is underneath your cursor. You can see down here in the corner, it will give me a readout of what it is. A desert biome, plains, forest, extreme hills, or extreme hills edge. This is useful if you're trying to, say, find a mushroom island, and you just don't know what it's going to look like. You go over here to the ocean, search around for a little bit, and hopefully find one. Here's one. Mushroom Island with all of those mushrooms. It also gives you a nice pie graph on the percentage of what is in the current view that you are looking at. Sort of useful. Now let's go over some of the map options. Over here under map, you can find things like strongholds, which you already have on. You can go to a specific coordinate and make sure that the player is active. You have layers like slime chunks, which is really useful to see what chunks a slime will spawn in. You also have a nice grid of a whole bunch of chunks, and it gives you a coordinate in the corner that could be useful for large projects. And also nether fortresses in the nether. Now you can also go ahead and output a PNG of what you're looking at. Go ahead and hit the capture button, choose where you want it to save. Let's call this level. And in my user library, here we are, there is a level PNG of everything, of a nice overview. That's kind of nice if you wanted to post that on a forum or post to your friends. Now, there is another feature, and you are able to see what a seed looks like. So go ahead and click New from Seed, and you can either enter in a string that you know or try to test out one that you have tried before. Let's try twit.tv. And then you have the options that the game would normally give you, like is it flat, is it large biomes? We're going to go ahead and choose default. and it will show you what that seed would look like. It's kind of a nice overview because it's sort of a bummer if you log into a world for the first time, and let's say you're in the middle of an ocean's biome and there is nothing around you. It's kind of a pain. On the PC side of things, you have another option where you can right-click the map and set the player that you are selecting to be in that area. It's a little bit of a bug where it spawns a player really high up in the air, so hopefully you have creative mode, or make sure to choose an area with water below them so that they fall into the water. Amidst is made by Skidoodle, so thank you so much for making this great program. Also, if you have more tips for us and just want to give us a little bit more feedback, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow us at omgcraftshow, and make sure to subscribe in iTunes or YouTube at youtube.com/omgcraft. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.